Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is October 27, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and with AwakeningPlus.com here with
Mikisla.
And we are co-hosting individual healings that also support the senders. And I changed the title to more accurately reflect the benefits that everybody gets on this call. And this is inspired by a protocol called Power of Eight by Lynn McTaggart, although we have an iPad number 8 right up here on the screen, that's seemingly apropos. But I've done this with 3 people. I've done it with way more than 3. It all works. The whole idea is that a group of people hold healing intention for a specific person. And the nature of these Awakening Plus calls is a lot of people jump on afterwards on the recordings. And if you're doing that, you're just as much a part of this as the live people. Obviously, if you're on the recording, you can't be in the hot seat, but you can totally flow energy into the past to that person who was in the hot seat, and you will receive the bounce back blessing in return. So it's all really cool. I know it sounds kind of bizarre, but it actually works. We've done it so many times. Okay, so what we're going to do is first we're going to set the container. We'll call in all our beautiful allies. We'll invite everybody into embodied awakening. And then once we're all bright and shiny, then we will get on with the healing. Now, we haven't pre-chosen anyone for the healing yet. However, once the container is all set, we will do that. Just so you know, as I said in the announcement, paying members of Awakening Plus will get first priority. And if we run out of paying members who want to be in the hot seat and we still have time, then people who are not paying members can get in the hot seat too. And it's truly an extraordinary process. You can literally receive as much or more benefits when you're not in the hot seat as when you are. Because our divine allies are very generous with folks who are of service in this way. So we will go ahead. Would you like to set the tone for calling the directions? Let me make the usual preliminary announcement here. So as we're calling directions and calling allies, we invite you just to close your eyes, relax, let the energy build in the space you're in. We do request that if you're going to be part of this call, please make it the only thing you are doing. Please, no multitasking. The basic idea is act the same as you would if you were right here in the room with us, because energetically you are. And also the reason we make such a big deal of this is you are co-creating the call with us. You are not a spectator only. You are a co-creator, whether you're live or on the recording. The energy you're holding as you're doing this flows not only to the time you're in, but backwards and forwards in time. It affects everyone, whoever has done this or ever will, as part of this recording or this call. So it is a little bit of a responsibility. So we do request that you take it with that level of seriousness, and you'll also get way more benefit, and everyone else will benefit too. So that's our request of you. If you get partway through this and for some reason you can't continue to the end, this is whether you're live or on the recording, just ask the divine allies to remove you gently from the field. They will ease you out. You'll be able to separate and do what you got to do without disrupting the flow of what we're doing. So that's the key stuff you got to know up front. Anything you want to say preliminary before we start the energetic build?
Welcome.
Oh yeah, welcome. That too. Sorry, I got all caught up in the legalities. Okay. All right. Would you like to set the pitch for the directions?
I'm feeling really giddy, everyone, so I'm sorry in advance.
Well, giddy and gaudy are pretty close together.
Oh, Lord. Alrighty.
Pachamama. Oh, my. Mama Kia. We're a Inti Quichi.
And would you like to call your allies?
Actually, would you go first, please?
All right. I'll call after you.
I'll call after you.
That's great. Okay. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. We call Sri Mata Amitranandamayi Devi, Anna the Hugging Saint, please come. We call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits. Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear. We call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West, Lisa. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Your turn.
I call myself to myself. I, Melissa May, Nikisala Brady, call myself through all timelines, all realities, all dimensions, forwards and backwards in time. Calling myself from dream space. I call my well-worn ancestors during this holy period of Selen. As we enter into Selen, especially my beloved. I call White Buffalo Catwoman. I call
Hell, Sekhmet. Isis. I call my star ancestors, my star family, my star seed family. Please come. I call my crystal friends. I call the elemental allies from our property. I give gratitude to you. I call snake. Thank you.
I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, container is built. Okay, so now I'm going to lead you all through a quick little embodied awakening refresher. The more awakened we are, the more benefit we're going to receive, and the better the service we're going to be flowing through us. So I invite you to join us. I'll describe what we're doing. The idea here is we're about to call our higher self into our physical bodies. This will only happen as much as you're ready for. I like to use the metaphor of a car. Instead of your personality driving the car, it's going to slide to the passenger seat and your divine self is going to drive. At any point, your personality does not like the divine's driving. You can immediately slide back over and take the wheel. The divine will slide away with no fuss. And just like that, he goes back in control. Instantly reversible, no risk. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure out things so much in your head, you just know what to do through intuition a lot more, and there is much more bliss. There are many more benefits beyond language that I obviously can't verbalize. So let's do this. If you wish to join us in this, then I'm going to invite you to say 8 words to your higher self. And if you are willing, say them out loud if you can, think them silently if you must. So here we go. Please repeat after me, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good.
And that's all of them. Let the words go. And now just relax into passive breath awareness. You will receive the quickest embodied awakening if you completely relax and let your higher self do this for you. To do this most skillfully, just relax, just become aware of your breathing on its own. Do not control the breath in any way. Just notice the sensation in your body whenever the breath on its own enters or leaves. As you're doing that, a few other pointers that will give you optimal result. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I also recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. All you're doing is feeling breath passively. One other important instruction is around distractions. If at any point you become aware that your attention is no longer on your breath, whatever that other thing is a distraction. Do not fight it. Do not try to change it. Please let that distraction be exactly as it is with no resistance. It is not you. It is an uninvited guest. Therefore, you are perfectly free to relax your attention back into the breath, very gently, very persistently. If the distraction remains in the background, that is fine. Let it do its thing while you do your thing. So I can feel that many of us are already in embodied awakening. There's a lot of old hands at this here. And this, of course, everything we do here will apply to you, whether you're live or on the recording, all the same energy field. So just please relax. And if you're already in embodied awakening, just relax and be there. You're holding space there. It makes it easier for everybody else, wherever they are in time and space relative to you. How do you know you're in embodied awakening? All the following four things are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotions, peaceful and effortless. It totally holds itself. So if you're there, just be, hold space, and it will help everybody else. If you're not yet there, again, you're just resting in passive breath awareness, letting distractions yammer in the background if they want to. And one final little idea that may help you is the idea of using the minimum effort needed to feel breath at all. The less effort you use to accomplish that, the easier it will make the embodied awakening. It leaves more space for the divine to help you. Therefore, I invite you for just a moment to drop to no effort at all. Just be. Whatever happens, happens. For a moment, just chill. At that state of zero effort, notice if there is or is not breath awareness automatically. If there's even a little bit of breath awareness at zero effort, then zero is all you need. Just relax there. If there is no breath awareness at zero effort, then you want to start adding very tiny increments of effort, one after the other, until you get just a little bit of breath awareness back. And just hang out at that bare minimum level, barely enough effort to feel breath. Of course, if you're already in embodied awakening, you don't have to worry about any of this. You can just be. But if not, then finding and relaxing into that bare minimum effort needed to feel breath can set the stage for the quickest possible effect. Yeah, the field just got quite a bit juicier. And as a reminder, we are able to feel everybody, whether you're live or on the recording, we're feeling the gestalt of everybody who is doing or ever will do this call. Okay, that's a really nice group field, actually. We'll leave just a moment longer for any stragglers, but I'm sensing most of us are in embodied awakening. Of course, it really helps to do it as a group, because the more people do it, the easier it is. There's an uplift effect, and the overall group vibe tends to help everybody. That feels really good. How does that feel, Makisa? Good, sweet feel. Okay. So now that we have our embodied awakening on as a group, we can now have our people volunteer again. Honor system, awakening plus members only right now. So if you would like to, I'm going to arrange for people to unmute themselves, but the only one I want unmuting is an Awakening Plus member who would like to be in the hot seat right now. So if so, please, if you're on a computer device or a web device, just click that little slash over your mic and that will unmute you and you'll be first up. Diana has raised her hand. Looks like Diana's first up. So Diana, would you like to unmute your microphone? OK, Okay, you're still muted. So you're going to need to unmute yourself to participate. Again, if you're on a web device, a computer, the microphone icon is normally in the lower left corner. It looks like an old-fashioned big diaphragm microphone. If you're on a phone, then you might need to hit the three dots near the bottom, which will reveal that unmuting function. But if you cannot unmute yourself, we have to be able to hear you.
There's a microphone.
I see that. I believe it only allows me to ask her to unmute, but I can't actually do it myself.
Yeah. Hello? Yes. You got it.
Okay, it worked. Okay. All right. So you're first up. I assume you want to be in the hot seat. Okay, so here's what we would like from you and from anyone else who's in the hot seat tonight. Just the most concise statement you can make about the exact effect you want. What healing are you desiring? So I notice we have another person unmuted. I'm going to mute them over. So ID, you're next, but I need you muted right now so that we have a nice clear recording. So so just in a nutshell, Diana, what do you want more of? What do you want less of? What energetic effect would you like from the group?
I would just like some healing for my left hip.
Okay. So you can get a tiny bit more detail on that. What effect would you like in the left hip? What do you want to be?
Just healing energy. It seems like I'm just aligned. More of an alignment, more energetic healing on the left hip.
Okay. So what is the end result you're hoping for from this healing? What do you want to be different in your whole body because of this?
Balance and no pain.
Okay. So you want healing in the left hip to give you the maximum balance and absence of pain that serves highest good. Would that be a good?
Yes. Yes.
We'll nail it. Okay. So what we do now as a group, I will guide you. So Diana, are you ready to just relax and receive?
Yes.
Okay. So the invitation now is there's two ways that we can do this. One is the active visualization method. I'll do that first. And those who prefer to hold an active visualization can do that. Then I'll describe the passive approach for those who like that. Okay. So for those who like to visualize, I would like you now to imagine Diana, whom you can see on your screen, or you can, if you cannot see her for some reason, just imagine her. And imagine all kinds of energy of a healing nature flowing through you to her left hip and any related areas of the body that also need to be worked so that she has excellent balance and the absence of pain. So she's walking around feeling really good, walking smoothly, great balance, great coordination, the body pain-free and working beautifully for her. Okay, the field is starting to rise. So if you're actively visualizing, imagine that for Diana. If you prefer to do this passively, just ask that highest good energy flow through you to Diana for the healing she has requested. And either the yin or yang approach will work fine here. So everyone now, you should be now intently focused on either visualizing Diana's left hip, receiving all kinds of healing energy, imagining her walking with excellent balance and able to walk and move and do whatever she needs to do without pain in a loose and happy body. Loose as in no tension. Yeah. So the field is starting to coalesce and rise. So, and Diana, your job is to stay really passive and just receive this. Do not help on your end. Just relax and receive. Yeah, the field's rising and getting even stronger. So I'm going to ask everyone to commit definitively to either a passive or active approach, either really hold the vision clearly in your mind and consciously project energy through your own willpower, or relax and let the divine do it through you. Take your choice. Diana, can you feel that energy coming into your hip?
Yes.
Good. All right, so these cycles run themselves. Makisla and I will simply be narrating whatever's happening. So the group intelligence is at work. The divine helpers are playing their role. Our job as the humans now is just to continue doing our part, either actively visualizing her healing or passively allowing the divine to flow the energy through you for her.
I'm actually sensing and intuiting a lot of heat in your left hip.
Yes.
Yeah. And that energy is actually going down into the knee and out your toes. So it's an energizing effect, also a cleansing effect.
Yes.
Well, that's excellent. That's that heavy energy that was causing the issue being flushed away. That's obviously a very good thing. And as the senders, our job is now to be patient. These rounds can take a few minutes. It doesn't last a super long time, but we need to give the divine enough time to do the work. So just relax and know it may be 8, 10, 12 minutes on the round. So just relax into your either active visualizing state or your passive, letting the divine flow through you, and just let it all go to Diana. Yeah, Diana, I sense it just peaked and it's starting to wane now. Do you feel that too?
Yes, yes.
So, waning down. So everyone stay with it. We want to stay focused until the cycle has completed. Diana, does that feel like that's done?
Yes, yes, it feels like it's done, yes.
So do you feel any different now? Can you tell any difference right now?
Yeah, I feel less dense. My leg feels less dense, and I think the pain went away.
Well, you think it did or it did?
there's more discomfort than pain, so... that's a good thing. Yes. And it was, there was density in my legs. So it went down towards my feet.
Okay.
So
can you check the balance? If you need to get up and walk, that's fine.
Okay, sure. One moment.
Yeah, better, much better. Yeah.
Yes, much better.
Balance, good job. Okay.
Thank you so much.
That was a quick round, but it feels like that's all they needed to do it. Yeah. And I
thank you.
Now, I mentioned it, we got 25 people on the call, and where there's that many people, plus the people on the recording, the you know, in the raw material, the channel being raw says when groups come together, every person present literally doubles the power of the effect. So it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. So you go to 25, we're up in the thousands or tens of thousands in terms of the power here. So That's really cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for everyone on the call, and Benjamin. And thank you.
You feel complete with your healing there?
Yes. Yes, I do. Thank you.
Thank you. And what we're going to do is I'm going to be interested at the end of the call to get feedback from people who've been senders only. But because I want to work in a lot of people to be healed, I don't want to stop after each healing to get feedback. But if you are having a significant experience as a sender, just make a note of that. And there will be opportunity at the end for the senders to share their feedback. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
So she's muted. Now, Ide, I think, was next. Ide, would you like to unmute yourself?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep, but you're really quiet. Can you make yourself any louder?
Maybe like this?
Not much better. Can you amp it up at all?
I don't know how. Let me see.
Oh, that's better. That's better.
Is that better?
Oh, much better. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Good.
Are you willing to turn your video camera on?
I can.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd love to be able to see you if you're okay with that.
Yes, I'm fine with that. Let me just, how do I do that?
Well, there should be a, if,
oh, there yeah. Let me turn
your candles, but not you.
Yeah, hold on. Let me this is like my second time. Hold on Zoom. So, where do I flip it?
Well, are you on a phone?
No, I'm on my laptop.
You just need to point the camera at you and not at that other stuff.
No, it's because it's no, it's not working. Hold on.
So are you on a phone or are you on a regular computer?
I'm on a regular computer, but it's not, if I just touch it twice, it's still not switching. It's I think it's a setting.
Can you just like turn the thing visibly around?
And then I won't see you.
Well,
I need to go to my settings on Zoom. Let me see. Hold on. Let me find them.
I don't think Zoom does that.
Yes.
Well, actually, you know, you actually don't need to see us while you're doing this. It's much more helpful for us to see you if you're willing to do that.
Let's see if it's going to work.
It's not mandatory, but it would be great.
Let's see. See, I don't think, can you see me?
There you are. Yeah, we see you now. Thank you. That's great. That's a great.
Okay, so let me see how this is going to work.
Okay, you just need to bring it a little higher.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. So
yay, we're good. Okay,
like this.
That's perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So basically, as like last time, we just want to know, in a nutshell, what kind of healing do you want? What do you want to release? What do you want more of? What's the goal here?
I don't have any physical pain mm-hmm. body right now. Right. My healing is more centered for my third eye.
So what do you want different about your third eye?
Clear.
So clear. You want inner sight?
Yes.
Okay. So your goal is to have better inner sight. You want to be able to see into the inner realms.
Yes.
Okay. That's easy. Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'd invite you now just to close your eyes, Ide, and just relax and receive. So everybody, we want to, again, using the passive or active approach, according to your preference, just imagine Ide having her third eye open to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Opening a third eye is no small matter. So we don't want just to force it open more than she's ready for, but we want to request the opening that will serve her highest good. Just the amount of vision she's actually ready for. Is that okay, Ide?
Yes.
We want to do this responsibly. So just imagine her third eye opening, if we're doing active visualizing, or just ask the divine, please pour the energy through me for the optimal opening of Ide's third eye. Okay. Oh, you feel that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone just relax. Again, as a reminder, you're just as powerful a sender if you're on the recording. So are affecting her in real time, even though you're sending energy into the past. And of course, those of us on the live call are doing it in real time. Everyone just imagine her third eye open to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Ooh. Yeah, Nade, you're going to feel some heavy stuff. I'm feeling some stuff in your belly, actually, kind of getting stirred up. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
That has to clear for the eye to open. There's things blocking it. And the blocks can be anywhere in the body. So yeah, now you feel that stuff flushing out your hands?
I do.
Yeah, So everyone keep your focus on the third eye, but know that the divine will do whatever else she needs to accommodate the end effect. So she's doing a lot of clearing in other parts of her to stage for that third eye being more open. You're all doing great. The energy is moving beautifully. And just relax. And you're visualizing or your passive flow. Nide, I'm getting guidance. You need to really relax and receive this. You yourself should not be putting forth any effort. You're not trying to make it happen yourself. Just be totally relaxed. You're like a patient on the table. Let everyone else do the job for you, okay? Just relax, rest in breath, and let the energy move. In this kind of work, you cannot get overwhelmed. You don't have to worry about, I sense, Ade, you're slightly tensing against the energy a little bit. I invite you to just open fully the nature of the work. It will not allow overwhelm. The divine is monitoring too carefully. Your higher self is only letting in as much energy as will serve you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Relax. There you go. Thank you. Open and receive.
Hi, Day. Do you enjoy the smell of roses?
I do.
So, visualize your favorite color of rose. And imagine that rose filling up the area between your eyebrows inside your head. And just hold that there as you're receiving the energy. That will give you something to think about. Smell of the rose to help relax you a little bit.
I guess we're activating your third nose too.
I can smell it.
You have a relationship with Mother Mary or with Mary Magdalene or the Sisterhood of the Rose.
Okay, that's feeling. I just feel an uptick in the overall energy. Are you feeling that, Ida? The energy is getting stronger? Can you hear me, Ida?
Yes.
Are you feeling the energy throughout your whole body getting stronger right now?
I do.
Good. All right, so stay relaxed and let the energy move there. It feels to me like they've completed that healing in the lower part of the body, and now they're just like saturating your entire body with energy. Feel how the whole thing's just saturating?
I do.
Yeah. So again, all this is what they have to do to get that third eye open. They're having to kind of get some things ready for it. So you just relax, trust that they know what they're doing. Again, you hear Makisla Rise making any of this happen. We're just reporting what we're perceiving. Relax. And Ida, can you go just like to zero effort and just be? I'm getting clear guidance that if you're really, really passive, it'll work even better. There you go. Thank you.
Imagine that you are the rose petal and the rose is in a very full and open posture. All the petals are plumed and open to receive the nectar of the blessing and the energy for your third eye.
Now I feel like something's happening in your third eye. Ade, are you noticing the energy now focusing into the third eye itself?
I do.
So stay with it. And whether you're choosing the passive approach I'm recommending or the active visualization that Makisla is recommending, just do with either one in a very relaxed way. You can be minimum effort needed to do whatever you're doing. the less effort you use to hold your focus, the more space it's going to leave for the divine to do it. And everyone else on the call, you're doing amazingly well. We're creating a lovely group field, all co-creating it together. Ide, is it true that you're now gaining some perception of the inner world, but it's more like feeling rather than seeing? Is that correct?
Correct.
So you should know, if you don't already, that in the inner world, feeling and seeing are the same sense. Some people, myself, for example, are more kinesthetically oriented. We tend to feel the inner world a little more than have a visual sense of it. Others have a more visual sense and a little less kinesthetic. And either way, you are perceiving the inner world fully, but it can go to kind of either side of that spectrum or both. So if you are only feeling, don't feel like you're not accomplishing your awareness. Feeling and or seeing is equally fine as long as you're able to do what you need to do in there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So be aware the third eye may be a feeling inner world experience and not just a visual one.
Okay.
For example, is it true you now have a very clear energetic sense of your own physical body?
I do.
So the body itself now feel more like energy than flesh?
Energy.
Yeah. Okay. So this itself is third eye vision. The fact that you're able to perceive your own body as energy is the work of the third eye, we could say. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So this itself is the third eye working. Now, this is inner world. In shamanism, they talk of three worlds, lower, middle, and upper. The middle world is awareness of the physical world in addition to its energetic component. And right now, that's what's happening with your awareness of your own physical body. You're feeling the physical and the energetic part of it. So your third eye is functioning here at the side. And oh, there it goes. So now do you feel an inner dimension opening?
Yes.
All right, so that's deeper third eye awareness. So it's working, totally. So relax and let them take you as deep in as you are ready. Again, this is a self-regulating, perfectly safe process. Just allow the perception to unfold itself. Don't push, don't use effort. Just passively allow the opening to run itself. This is how I always work with the inner world. Once we get in here, Benjamin is not qualified to navigate. So Benjamin relaxes and just allows things to happen. An approach I recommend. Also, you have free will and can do what you want, but I have found that approach to be really successful for myself. There you go. So it's true now, tell me if I'm wrong, but the vast majority of your awareness is now the inner dimensions and only a little tiny bits in the human body. Is that correct? Is that true or false for you?
It's true.
Okay. So would you call this third eye awareness? Would this meet your definition of that?
It does.
Okay. All right. So let's leave just a moment longer for any fine tuning they want to do. Oh, there's some heat flushing out of your feet. They are creating a little bit of heavy energy to help you downstream. So let's all hang with Ide a moment longer. They're giving her a little bit of extra healing or permanent shift. I'm getting a channeling Ide to please use this third eye awareness responsibly. Spider-Man has it right, with great power comes great responsibility. So your ability to see deeper in the inner worlds, the more ability, the more power you get spiritually, the more responsibility you bear for the consequences of whatever you do in the inner or outer world. So just remember that my own preference is just to do what intuition leads me to do.
Okay. So,
not to get all heavy on you, but know that greater power does carry greater responsibility. And also, of course, greater service capacity. So a good thing.
Understood.
All right. Did they just stabilize at that expanded level for you? Okay, now what they're doing is inviting you now to be fully in your body and fully in this field of both and. And actually, they would like you to open your eyes right now, your physical eyes. Look around the space you're in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is the inner awareness still there with your physical eyes open?
It is.
Good. All right. So this is a taste of that both and. This is an expanded level of embodied awakening.
Sometimes it's helpful when coming out of that space when your eyes were closed and you were in between in the inner. Then if you open your eyes small with a soft gaze instead of focusing immediately as soon as you come out of that space, it's a little bit easier to combine what the eye sees, the physical eye, with what the third eye is experiencing. So if you open your eyes maybe halfway with a soft gaze, then you're able to integrate and marry the two. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm spoiled. I just opened my eyes and it's all there.
Yes.
Forget the little in between sometimes. So did you get what you asked for there? Do you feel like you have better third eye awareness?
I do.
Yeah. And the allies are also suggesting consistent daily practice, whatever tools you're using, just really regular with it. And there's something about daily consistency that builds an ability far greater than just doing it once in a while.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you feel complete with the work, Ade?
I do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well done.
Well done. Thank you.
And
too, for your holding space.
Yeah, we got a powerful group here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So are we all complete for you, Ade, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to mute you.
Okay.
And turn your camera off if you want.
I like your pink lamps.
They are pretty.
They're beautiful.
And we're going to take them away now. Okay. Let me make sure unmuting is possible. Hang on. Yep. So floor is open. If there's any paid Awakening Plus members who would like to go next, just unmute yourself and you're next. You have such a polite group instead of all rushing and they wait to see if someone else wants to go. It's Yolanda. Yolanda.
Yes, it's Yolanda. Hi.
Hi.
Yolanda.
Hi.
You're beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, not that's a no.
that's a still photo.
Okay. This is me.
It's great. Wonderful to see everyone in their and their I am presence. So everyone that's come for this process, I see the spirit, not just the person. Mm-hmm. So when I say you're beautiful, everyone is beautiful in this space.
Yeah.
So.
And Yolanda, I will just mention, you're basically just a silhouette because of that super bright light behind you. I don't know. Even that's better. We'd just love to be able to actually see your face and not just the silhouette of it.
That's then better.
That is better. Thank you. Okay. All right. So what is your healing request?
Throat chakra.
What about
I would like healing in the throat chakra to be able to see and speak higher truth.
Sing and speak higher truth.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a simple request. Okay. Ready to receive it?
I am.
All right, so close your eyes. So everybody, we are now again using either active or passive approach, as you already know. Just imagine Yolanda's throat chakra being cleared of all heavy energy and obstruction to the greatest extent that serves highest good so that she can sing and speak her truth. And the energy is already moving. So y'all are already good. Just do your thing. Either actively visualize it or ask divine to flow energy through you to accomplish it. And when a shaman belches, it's not rude, it's just energy clearing. So Yolanda, I invite you just to relax and receive the blessing. Yeah. Are you feeling that in your throat there?
I am.
Everyone's doing great. As a reminder, once again, you're just as part of this on the recording as on the live call. So Give it your full focus. The allies are asking me to remind you once again, please do not multitask while you're on this call. Please do this only. If you cannot do only this right now, then please gently remove yourself and then come back onto the recording when you can. So Yolanda, it feels to me like your whole body's all lit up now. Is that true?
I'm getting hot.
So once again, as with the prior person, they're going to have to work some other parts of you first to open the throat. There are some related things that need clearing. So you just relax, let that heavy energy drain out your hands and your feet. They need to do some clean up in your other body parts before they can get to the throat. Yeah, I feel that heat myself. That's a lot of heat, isn't it?
Are you feeling anything in your tummy?
Not really.
Okay. It might just be energy on my end. Oh, wow. Yep, I'm helping you clear.
Yeah. Ooh. And it's worth mentioning, given what Gisela and I are feeling, sometimes when you're on a healing call like this, if you are ready and it serves highest good all around, some of the hot seat person's heavy energy may be processed through you. And if that's happening, you can just relax, let the divine do it for you, and know that they will fully clear anything they're processing through your body. So relax and just either visualize Yolanda's throat, open, clear, all to the greatest extent that serves highest good, so she can sing and speak her truth. Or just ask the divine, please flow the energy through me to serve Yolanda's highest good in her throat area.
There's been a slight shift. I'm feeling a little more white light and less heaviness in the tummy, which corresponds energetically to the reason why the block is in the throat. Now there's much more attention on the throat area.
It's like third chakra up and third chakra down. Sometimes mirror chakras are involved, sometimes in healings like this. I've got quite a bit of heavy energy flushing through me too. So many hands make light work. So I sense quite a few of us, Yolanda, are being used to process some of this heavy energy that will serve your highest good to clear right now. Okay, now I'm starting to feel the throat chakra itself receive more focus. Is that your experience, Yolanda?
Yes.
So they finally did enough of the preliminary work. They can work the throat chakra itself now. So just relax. Yeah. Lots of flushing downward and outward, right?
Yes.
So just let it clear. In healing of this nature, it's good to know that when you're being healed, you don't have to know what it is or how it got there. You may just have an experience of heavy things flushing out with no identity at all. In that case, ignorance is bliss, and just let it flush. If you need to know what it is, they'll drop in a thought or an image to let you know. But I've had so many powerful healings with never a clue what it was, and yet the healing was definitive and permanent anyway. Wow, that's a lot of heat in your feet, isn't it? Yeah, let that flush out.
I'm experiencing as if from your heart almost to the throat and above your head that there is an energetic egg going on there, that they're all working together
Do you feel that in any way?
No.
There's a, it's a field that, yeah, maybe it's just on a certain level that it's not perceiving yet.
So everyone is doing a great job. I'm now feeling a pretty rapid pulsing in your field. Are you feeling that kind of wah, 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 wah?
In the field? I am.
So yeah, that's doing a very strong healing effect. So just relax and receive that. As always, these healings unfold spontaneously. The divine runs them, not the humans. We just hold space and either visualize or be the conduits, and everything just unfolds organically. And Yolanda, if you need your body to shake or vibrate or tremble, you need to cry or vocalize, you know, anyone receiving a healing is welcome to let it rip if they need to. I always say, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but if something needs to express, to release, that's okay. They would like you to vocalize, hold a tone, sing possibly. Are you willing to do that right now, Yolanda, to how the throat's working? Okay, are you willing to like more like a open mouth tone? Like, or something like that? Okay, how did that feel?
Much better. Oh my.
Good.
What's interesting is right before Benjamin asked you to vocalize, there is a gold and a gold thread of energy that sparkles that is now incorporated into your throat chakra. And it was almost like it was laying there like a chain, like an ornament, right? Something beautiful. And when you opened your mouth and sang, you ate it. It went in and it's just, now it's just flourishing. Now it's just sparkling and radiant. It's kind of bizarre how to describe that, but I felt like you ate some beautiful gold blessing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So do you want to do any more test sound, or do you feel like you have what you needed, or how are you doing, Yolanda?
That feels great. So I think I'm really good now.
Yeah. Hang on, let me just feel that. Okay, everyone hold space just a moment longer. They're doing some kind of final wrap-up work on the throat area for her. So stay with us a moment longer, everybody. Yeah, and the divine is requesting of you, Yolanda, if you are being called to speak or sing, or even metaphorically just write words, you know, now that you're more open, they are encouraging you to do the service you're called to do that involves speaking or singing or whatever it is that is now available that wasn't before. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
All right, so again, it's all a free will choice, but they would they'd love to have you a more active member of the light worker team if you're open to it.
And there's something also about believing in your path. When you begin walking on it, know that it is your path. And as you step on it, step by step, you will step confidently, knowing that, yes, this is my direction. This is where I am to go. This is what I am to do.
Thank you. That's very validating. Thank you.
Beautiful.
And just one last check-in. Do you feel, are you conscious, Shalonda, of a lot of energy in and around you right now?
I am, yes.
Yeah. So they're also inviting you to, you know, keep what you're feeling now like as a minimum baseline to make your daily reality, you know, infused with this awareness of the divinity in and around you also. And whether you do that with the embodied awakening invocation or whatever, that's all good.
Okay.
Again, all free will choice, but they're communicating that you are a beautiful being of light and there is much service you can give if you are so called.
Thank you.
All right. So do you feel complete with the work, Yolanda?
I do.
All right. Well done. Thank you so much for showing up and volunteering.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to mute you now. And we got time for one more person. So if there's another Awakening Plus paid member who would like to unmute and be the final hot seat person. After that, we will leave a short time for feedback from the senders. I'm sure people have been having interesting experiences on the sending end, and we'd love to have some of the feedback too after one more recipient. So we'll leave just a moment if an Awakening Plus member wants to show up. We'll leave a few seconds for that. Last call for an Awakening Plus member. All right, the floor is open to anybody who would like a healing. Oh, Teresa jumped right in. Oh, Teresa was first. Sorry, Cass.
Hi.
She beat you by half a second. Hey, Teresa.
Hi, thank you so much. This is so amazing. I've been really enjoying it. So I wanted to ask for healing in my relationships, healing to bring in relationships that will lead me on the path I'm trying to follow, which is a path of healing, but also to release old relationships and thoughts that come with, you know, people that I've kind of let go and moved on from, but still think about sometimes. Mm-hmm. And also healing to repair relationships that maybe I've let go of, but shouldn't have. So just to bring in more of that, the positive following my path relationships in this lifetime.
Okay. That's a lot. And here's how I'm translating it for how it might be helpful in this context. Would it be okay if we asked for the severing of all energetic connections to other people that do not serve you and the strengthening or establishment of connections that do serve your highest good? Would that?
Yes.
That? Okay.
Perfect.
That's a simple thing we can hold in our heads. Okay. Okay. Now, there's going to be a lot of action here. There's going to be a lot of chords coming on and coming off and putting on. Are you ready for the intensity of what that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. So our goal now, folks, is to ask, may all energetic connections that do not serve Teresa's highest good to other people be severed. And may all energetic connections that do serve Teresa's highest good be strengthened or connected. And may all that begin now. So you can either hold the image of that or just relax and let the divine flow that through you. Whoa, spaghetti. So are you feeling how much, I mean, there's hundreds of things happening all right now. Can you feel all that, Teresa? Yeah. So you just chill and know the divine is like the fastest switchboard operator in the world. They're plugging in and plugging out with amazing speed. So you just relax and let them rewire you. Yeah, I've never seen a relational healing on this scale before. It's amazing. So just let them put things in. Yeah, not only are they connecting cords, they're now fine-tuning the actual energetic connections between you and all those other people. Just a beautiful demonstration of how much the divine can do so quickly. In fact, it's already slowing down. So what I sense is we've pretty much got the wiring in place, and now they're just fine tuning the energetic connections. Yeah, they've cut off all the cords, and let's also now see all the places where cords have been cut. Let those areas now be sealed over and smoothed over and made whole. So there's no gaps, no openings. May all areas where cords were cut be sealed and healed. And all remaining energetic connections be fine-tuned for optimal energy flow between Teresa and all these other people. I think they're done. How does that feel?
So amazing. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So is there a difference in how you feel? Can you tell a difference?
Yeah, actually it was like being hot and cold at the same time, and then just like a real like strong release, and then a vibrating up that almost made me start crying. Yeah.
It would have been okay to cry. Yeah.
I kind of did a little bit.
Okay, good. Let me just feel you. Little fine tuning. So everyone just keep holding space for whatever final fine tuning will serve her before we finish her segment.
I'm sensing a lot of divine Christ light energy coming in all around you, in and through you.
Yeah. I'm almost getting Teresa, you know, you have just started to wake up. I mean, you have some consciousness already, but a fraction of what's available to you in this lifetime. So they're just letting you know that the potential for growth and consciousness for you is vast. And if you start getting serious with your practices, you can go at light speed in terms of your launching and going deeper. Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. So do you feel complete, Teresa?
Yeah, I feel so good. Yeah.
Well done.
Teresa, thank you. How much I love your sweatshirt or your hoodie. The moon, that
just moon job. Moon job.
If you know about Soen, yes.
And the full moon, yes.
To everyone on the call. It's almost Soen. We are on the cusp of celebrating Soen, which is a Celtic Druid type of honoring the well ones, especially the well one ancestors. And so I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for this Halloween.
Okay, and actually I'm being told that was so fast that we have time for one more person.
Yay.
So I think Cass had jumped in. So Cass, if you're still there and willing, then you can jump in if you want.
She wants to get in every time.
That's me.
Hi.
Hi. Actually, it's Jim. Oh, I'm with Cass.
So Jim, are you the one who wants to heal him?
Yes.
So tell us what you're up for.
So it's a physical healing, and it's healing of the bone marrow. And it's removing scar tissue from the bone marrow and increasing red blood cell production.
And is this throughout your whole entire body?
Yeah, but mostly the most important parts, the big bones, the long bones, okay. The pelvis, the shoulder blades, probably.
All right. Okay, good. Okay, that's a clear request. Are you ready to receive it?
Yes.
Okay, so everybody, again, using your preferred approach, active or passive, let us request that Jim's, okay, again, verbalize exactly what you're looking for here, would you again, please?
So it's healing in the bone marrow, removal of scar tissue, and increased production of red blood cells.
Perfect. Okay, you heard him. Let's do it. Here we go. Wow.
Yeah.
You're not already, aren't you? Yeah. So everyone's doing amazing. Y'all are all tuned up and firing on all pistons now. So just holding space for Jim to have his bone marrow producing all kinds of red blood cells and just an optimal functionality for his optimal health. Yeah, quite a bit of heat in your body, isn't there, Jim?
Yeah.
So that's letting us know it's working. And they promise they're not going to turn it up too high. They're going to max you out, but not take you over the edge. Are you willing to feel a lot of intensity? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So everyone who's sending, just relax. Let it come as strong as it wants to. The divine will regulate it just exactly the right amount for him.
Jim, the intensity would be a little less for you if you imagine it like honey. Imagine that honey is that you're experiencing a lot of honey throughout your body and the bones specifically. Something sweet and the nectar of the honey. Yeah. We could cut back the intensity a little.
We've got a ways to go yet, baby.
Okay, they've still got more to do. So everyone stay with it. Stay with whatever you're doing. We're having a fabulous effect here. Keep your focus, because in this case, straight and marrow is the path. Yeah, I'm just seeing the marrow just lit up like neon in your body. It's amazing. It feels to me like, Jim, you're doing a great job just relaxing and allowing. The more passive you are, the better this is going to work. There's nothing for you to do but relax and receive. So, Jim, do you feel more like energy than flesh now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's working really well. Stay with it. It's routine and this kind of work that the recipient goes into a pretty strong altered state. That's part of the healing effect. Ooh.
Yeah,
there's... you've been holding a lot of grief or sorrow or heavy energy, Jim, it feels like.
Yeah.
And it's those constricted emotions that have caused some of the challenge you're having. So moving forward, I do recommend, if you're not already doing it, shadow work processes that you know, face and heal and release those heavy blocked energies. You clearing that stagnant energy out of your system is going to be good not only for your marrow, but for every aspect of your health. So they're telling me that you could do more of that and it would benefit you.
Yeah, they're getting through.
Yeah, now there's a kind of a pulsing, like doing kind of a wow vibration. So you're doing great, Jim. Just relax and allow it to come through. And again, I want to express huge gratitude to all the humans on this call. You know, we are, every one of us is just as responsible as anyone else for holding this field. And the divine beings, of course, are doing their work too. This is a massive group collaboration. Whoa, you are lighting up big time, Jim. You're just a big old ball of light. That's amazing. Looking good, brother. Yeah. Are you comfortable being that big old ball of light?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Just enjoy it.
Oh. It's like you're as big as the sun or bigger.
Okay, now the light is starting to reduce in size a little bit. So they're now going to compress all this light into your physical body. And they're pushing. Can you feel how they're now pushing some heavy stuff out your feet as the light constricts? So just allow whatever heavy energy wants to leave to flush out while they concentrate the light into your physical body. Oh, I see what they're doing. They're actually constricting the light into the marrow itself. They're actually, yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
They're taking all the light right into the bone marrow itself.
Oh, God. There's a lot of place to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot of marrow.
Yeah. It's the long and narrow road.
Mm-hmm. So, Jim, it feels to me like the light's now focused into the marrow itself. Is that your experience too?
I'm not sure. Probably.
Yeah, sometimes I'm able to feel things even more than the person who's doing the work. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm sensing the light has focused up into the marrow, especially the longer bones, like you said.
Uh-huh.
So we just need to relax and let it kind of do its thing in there for a bit.
Yeah.
Again, good job. I know we've been on the call a while, folks. You're doing great. I feel the field is very steady and strong. Mm-hmm. Well done, everybody.
Thank you, Spirit.
Interesting. Now the energy is expanding back out of the marrow and into the body. Yeah. Okay, and that's showing the revitalized marrow now moving back. So that's all those red blood cells that are being coming back into your body. That's great. And now I think it's going to stabilize.
Yeah.
I think that's stable. How do you feel, Jim?
Buzzy. Yeah, very warm, humming, tingly.
Yeah. So yeah, I think they've done their thing. How does that, do you feel good?
Yeah. Thank you very much to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Makisla and I didn't do any more than anyone else on the call. So, yeah, fabulous. So, well received. Well, good job just letting that happen. I think you'll find, and again, as a reminder, they are recommending if you're willing to do some good, strong shadow work, face those old emotions and traumas and flush through. Again, my healing invocation helps some people with that. But if you got something else works better, but just get after that healing. That old constricted pain in your body is a lot of what's causing the problem, it sounds like. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
There's something else to consider, establishing a practice of gratitude. And whatever that looks like for you, whatever you resonate most with in terms of being grateful for, having gratitude and drawing that gratitude deep into the bones, even. Yeah, that might be advantageous and helpful for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, awesome. Do you feel complete, Jim?
Yes.
Awesome, thank you so much for being part of it. And thank you, Cass, you clearly were a big part of this too.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't know it was coming.
Whatever you feel, Jim, she felt it for you, sounds like. Well done.
You got it. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we're going to mute you down. Thanks again. Okay, so now, as promised, we would love to get feedback from the senders. And if anyone as a sender had a particularly notable experience or a question, we'd love to open up for that now. So anyone is now welcome to unmute themselves, turn on the camera, whatever. And if you have a question or comment, we'd like to spend just our few final minutes just hearing any feedback from the senders. Did you have a strong experience? Did you get any benefit yourself? Would just love to hear anything you would care to share. Floor is open.
wanted to also thank is it Casey, who had to take herself, had to leave, but she, while she was working with Yolanda, she said that she had used visualization with her hands on her throat and a white dove threw out of her throat. Wow. Then she saw musical notes coming out of her mouth before Benjamin asked her to sing. That's just beautiful. Mm. It's just beautiful.
And I know we got a live person, but let's just catch up on the text comments here just a minute. Bear with me here. So we got a note from iPad saying Yolanda is a special messenger. Love her shirt, the moon. I saw Teresa join with other dimensions. How special. And then
I think that's
cool. That was Cass.
Okay.
Typed, Jim, I processed so much emotion from the second you entered the call. Please consider working with Bloodstone Hematite. It will help with integration.
Oh, nice.
And then Teresa typed, very heart expansive. And that's that we caught up on the text net. Now, Diana has her hand raised, so we're going to ask her to unmute. So, Diana, can you unmute yourself?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need to see me?
That would be preferable if you're willing. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. I just took a shower.
Okay.
had to come clean to the meditation. I saw the same thing you saw, Benjamin. When you said spaghetti for Yolanda, that's exactly what I saw at the back of on her back. There was like these cords and they were like spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden the energies just revved up real quickly. I knew they were working really quickly because you said it afterwards. And then all of a sudden I saw some of the cords being released, like either into ether or some portals or something like that. So that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And for the singing lady, what's her name? Ivy?
Yolanda?
No. The lady with the throat chakra.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, with her, I saw that. I knew you were right on again, both of you, because I saw that there were other things going on in her body that had to be rectified before she could start singing. So I saw that too as well. I thought that was really cool. and it was definitely her stomach, something with what she's eating and nutrition. Something's going on there. That's what I picked up. But that's just my thing there. And then for the last caller, for the bone marrow, I saw exactly what you saw. And I saw light in the bone marrow, but I also saw something with his head. I don't know, something with the cerebral sinus fluid going into the head, something with the head, something with the skull of the head. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I just saw all this burst of energy just like you did. So I was with you, Benjamin. But well, yeah, that was it. It was pretty amazing. Really cool. Very amazing.
Sure. Well, fabulous. Thanks, Diana. Yeah, sure. To be honest, you know, once these calls get rolling, anyone with inner sight could narrate them. It doesn't have to be me, really, because anyone with good sight should be able to see whatever's going on. So,
right. It was amazing. Yeah. So thank you.
Thanks for the great feedback.
No problem.
Thanks. All right. So any other questions, comments, feedback regarding what we've had going on today?
Would they be able to email you with their feedback?
Oh, they can, but it's always nice to get it on the call. Yeah. That way it can like be on the recording and other people can benefit from it, not just me.
Yeah.
Oh, Teresa's back. Hello.
Hi. So I found sending the energy to the other people, participants, was really healing for myself. And I was wondering, like, while we're healing them, are we feeling what they're experiencing, or is healing them actually healing us?
Well, that's a very interesting question. do you want to answer that, or would you like me to go?
I think because according to the law of one, we are all one. And so with our intention, when we are sending, asking the divine to use us as the channel for sending energies, whatever energy one is receiving, if that energy is also beneficial for you, you'll receive that also. I actually had a little bit of a tune-up for my third eye while we were working with, I think it's Cass, or she might be gone now.
A day,
yes.
Yes.
thank you. Yes, and so I think that that's definitely a thing. That's my own that's my own experience.
So I'll share my answer is, my experience is when a person is flowing highest good to another person, they simultaneously receive whatever their highest good is. So two things are happening at the same time. One, there is a current from me, if I'm doing it, to this other person I'm sending to, simultaneously, because the universe operates under the law of reciprocity, I am simultaneously receiving my highest good in that very moment.
So, well, yeah, I feel it. I feel like where it comes in. I feel it in my body.
Mm-hmm. And you may be receiving something entirely different than what's flowing to the other person.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Cool. Yeah, Thank you.
That definitely happens. I've yet to see that not happen. That just seems like really, really predictable. Okay. So that's a part of it. And in terms of, is it them or is it me? It depends what level you're looking from. If you're coming from the human level, yes, there are other beings. If you're awake enough, you perceive it's all me in different forms. And if you're you're awakened to the divinity that you are, you realize it's all you. And, you know, Adyashanti, the great spiritual teacher, had a lovely way of addressing that. He said, okay, how can I say I am spiritually awake if there is any other human on the planet who's not awake, if it's all me?
Yes.
So it's a nice humbling thought there. Yeah,
I like how you say that. Yolanda said that she it's like being a battery for everybody. I like how she said that.
Yeah, I missed that. So let's go back and.
There's been a few.
Did we answer your questions, Teresa?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for jumping in, and we're going to mute you back. We already got you. So hang on. Let's catch up on the texting. Yolanda says, I call it being a battery for healing. Well, and then someone else, this was iPad, wrote, the Four Agreements is a wonderful and very insightful read. Explains what happens to love you give. Hint, it comes back. Yeah. Aww. Yep. That's good stuff. The Four Agreements. Okay. So I'm getting a sense of wrap up. We have time for maybe one more bit of feedback. If anyone feels like one last comment they'd like to share. And if not, then we'll just wrap it up. So unmute yourself if you'd like to share something. If not, we'll close it up because we've been going about 90 minutes. All right, I guess we're done. Did you have any last things you wanted to share?
So Yolanda just wrote, thank you so much for sharing these beautiful experiences with beautiful people. Blessings. Maybe that wasn't you.
She says, thank you, everyone, a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, we had a good time.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, good stuff. Oh. All right, so.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Just making me feel all happy inside, warm and toasty.
Yep. This is a little bit more what the new earth is going to look like.
That's
people
for sure.
Coming together and supporting each other energetically. And every time we do an event like this, we lay the groundwork for more and more people to do it.
That's right. Yeah.
Morphic resonance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are
just
you
looking
ready
for the 100th monkey effect?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. Would you like to call the directions? Mm-hmm.
You want me to do it myself, or you?
No, just set the tone if you like.
Okay, I'm like.
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti.
Please, please. Allies, thank you for this beautiful work. Such gorgeous healing and awakening and such virtuosity tonight. Very impressive work. Thank you. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you who are with anyone who's been part of this process live or on the recording, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you so much. Nikisla and I request that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We are you and you are us. Thank you.
We are all together. Mm-hmm. Mm. Ready for the...
Yeah.
Would you like to say the words?
Sure. Where would you have us go? What would you have us say? Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us say? And on the count of three, we will clap to close the mesa. 1, 2, 3.
All right, all done. Thank you all for a fabulous call. So grateful. And we'll call it a wrap. So many blessings to you all. And thanks for being part of. Oh, I forgot the little note at the end. Those of you who were here tonight who are not yet Awakening Plus members, and you'd like to not only have access to the live calls, but the awesome archive of over 270 events, each of which carries the full power of the live events. We just put into the membership a 16-part course, our very first course, that does all the invocation stuff A to Z. It's the best breakdown I've ever presented, videos and audios and transcriptions. So that alone is like super juicy and definitely worth a month's membership at least. So anyhow, check it out at awakeningplus.com. And also more juicy stuff coming. There will be more courses in addition to the live calls. I'm really going whole hog to expand Awakening Plus big time. So it's just going to get better and better from here. So if you're interested in working with me personally, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. All that's at astroshaman.com. And again, if you want to check out the membership, go to awakeningplus.com. Thanks for being here, everyone. So grateful to have you here. And we wish you infinite blessings.
Have a great week. Happy Sohan.
Mm-hmm. Bye for now.